Hi, welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. I'm your host, Chris Reed, and I'm talking the buzz on Bowen therapy for therapists, clients, educators, or anyone interested in the soft tissue industry. The show where we get to meet interesting Bowen practitioners, trainers, and where we get to hear from experts sharing their secrets to assist Bowen therapists growing their businesses and growing their lives. Hi, this is Chris Reed and welcome to the Bowen Buzz podcast. Today we're very lucky to be talking to Mary Cooper, who's I described earlier this week to a group of new students as an auntie of the Bowen world. And in some cultures, an auntie is someone who knows a lot about everything and has been around the traps a few times. And I think, Mary, you feel that description quite adamantly, I think. So welcome to the Bowen Buzz, Mary.
Thanks, Chris.
Mary, we're talking in a upstairs room in downtown Singapore, and it's quite cool in here because the air conditioner's been on, but it's quite warm outside. And I'm amazed that, that I find you in Singapore. So I'm just wondering, how long have you been in Singapore for this leg of the journey, if you like?
I've been here for 6 years this time.
Yes. 6 years this time. So you were here previously?
Yes, I called in here in 1969 on my way from England to live in New Zealand, and I was working here in the 80s and the 90s.
Oh, okay, so it's not the first time around?
No.
Okay. Now, you're a Bowen therapist?
I am.
Yeah. When were you trained in Bowen therapy?
I trained in 1997.
Oh, 1997. That's a long time ago.
Almost 20 years now.
20 years ago. Very good. Now, I told you, an auntie of the Bowen world. And so 1997, whereabouts did you do your training?
In Sydney.
Sydney with?
Maggie Nimmo.
Yeah. Now, there's a name. That's a blast from the past.
Indeed.
Okay. And you've had lots of other instructors in the past, I suppose. So who else have you done some work with?
Oh, well, early days in Sydney and then in Melbourne. And since I've been here, I've also done work with Robin Wood and with Tina and now with you. So
great. Yeah, it's great in Singapore. And so now, in Singapore, how would you describe Bowen at this point?
Bowen's, I believe, just starting to reach the tipping point. I've given out over 500 business cards since I've been here, and I am now getting people saying, yes, I've heard about that, which, to start with, nobody had heard about it.
So you're finding, now that, and we've got 8 new students with us this week, starting their module 1 and module 2. So are you finding even that the interest from students is beginning to grow as well?
It is, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And coming from existing practitioners who've trained here, and their clients are becoming students.
Okay. So the word of mouth is spreading through other practitioners that have done some training,
yeah.
Right, and now we're starting to find other people coming through and they're, well, it's often the way that people decide to learn the technique, isn't it, because they've either had some training themselves, some work done themselves and had a great result, or a family member has had the work done. We hear that scenario time and time again. Yeah. So, Mary, take us back a bit of a step. So, a bit more about you. So, where were you born?
I was born in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
I left the UK when I was 24 to go and live in New Zealand, and then I spent 4 years there. I then moved to Sydney. I was 30 over years in Sydney.
And what were you doing there? What sort of training? what training had you had? Where did you start off?
I say to people I'm on my fourth career, because my first one I went to Teachers Training College. I taught for 12 months and really didn't enjoy it. So in the early days in 1967 in the UK, I wrote to every computer company saying, I did mathematics at college, can I have a job? And one of them gave me a job. So the next 30 years I worked in the computer industry. So very much pioneer days.
That would have been very early days.
Yes.
Computer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And what sort of areas were you working in?
Oh, well, I started off doing a lot of technical work. Then I was tech support manager for the whole of Southeast Asia, which is why I know Singapore and other places around here so well. I basically worked for 3 companies during that time. And then in 1999, I was retrenched. And at the time, of course, I was doing Bowen. So in the 2 years between, it was good. I was able to do part-time IT and part-time Bowen. So that's how I built up my Bowen business. And so the third one was Bowen, and the fourth one is now I'm a volunteer guide at four different museums here in Singapore. So it's sort of interesting life.
Interesting life.
Goodness knows what the next one will be.
There you go. It's like, what are you going to be if you grow up? Is that the story?
Exactly.
That's right. Haven't decided if you're going to grow up or not yet. That's great. So, Mary is a wealth of knowledge if you ever get to Singapore. So if you want to know anything about Singapore or Singapore history.
And food.
That's right. We're having a wonderful time finding out about the food out here. But you also worked in Melbourne for some time, didn't you?
For the last, 6 years before we came to Singapore.
Mm. Mm. And where did you practice your Bowen in Melbourne?
I worked from home in Elwood.
Right. Yeah. And I also met you, I think, in conjunction with the mission there at St Kilda.
I did volunteer Bowens at St Kilda Sacred Heart Mission.
Yeah, tell us about that.
It was very interesting. I just worked there on a Friday morning, and I'd usually see four clients, so I'd have two rooms going. But the sort of clients I saw there were totally different to what I'd see in my private practice. A lot of recovering addicts, a lot. Some heroin addicts. One girl I worked with had huge improvements. One of the ladies who came to see me was one of the prostitutes from Grey Street. And a number of other people who, in fact, one of the women who came one time, I just did the first two moves and her body vibrated for an hour.
Right.
So there were people who were fairly traumatized in many ways from various different aspects of their life. So it was very interesting. And it was also interesting that the only place that I would walk around in Melbourne and run into people I knew was in Grey Street, which Melbourne people would understand.
They may have been, right, yes, people of another life.
Yes.
Yeah. And what did you think Bowen was able to give to these people that had had such traumatic recent experiences, but perhaps even chronic conditions of whether it be drug dependency or alcoholism? What could you do for them with a Bowen sense, from a Bowen point of view?
A lot of them, it was about relaxing. A recovering amphetamine addict said to me that it was the first time he'd ever felt that his mind and his body were working together. So that was kind of an interesting interesting feedback from him. And certainly some of the addicts felt after a Bowen session that they didn't need to go and have another hit. The fact that Bowen works on the autonomic nervous system had a huge effect for them, I believe.
Right. Right. And it's something you think that we could, that's certainly an area that Bowen could be expanded into to sort of use more.
Yes, I do. Yes.
It's a wonderful service down there at St Kilda at the mission. Yeah, that's great. Very good. So, Mary, could I ask you, and I tend to ask people that I do talk to on the Bowen Buzz podcast, what do you think is the most amazing thing about Bowen therapy?
Basically, the same as my story. I was in pain for 20 years with a trapped sciatic nerve. And I'd had lots of treatments, and it would always resolve, but it would always come back. Three Bowen treatments, and it was gone, and gone for life. And I think this is the most miraculous thing, because I've had so many clients over the years who have tried everything, absolutely everything, and Bowen tends to be the last resort. And because it works, it's a miracle. Had they come to Bowen first, it wouldn't have been a miracle. It would have just resolved their problems.
Right. Yeah.
So I think we're getting to the stage where people maybe choose Bowen as one of the first options, not one of the last options.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Make a difference.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Now, if we bring it back to the present again, just to sort of finish off, if you like, where do you see Bowen going, or where would you like to see Bowen going in Singapore?
Oh, well, definitely many more practitioners, and each year we're getting another group of people training. And then, of course, the next thing is for them to get an association going here with all the local practitioners. And we're getting teachers coming here. But, of course, the other big thing is that we have a teacher in training here, so we will have a teacher on the ground. And hopefully in the future, other teachers on the ground here. So that will help to spread it when there are far more options for training courses.
That's great. And the other thing we are actually doing this week is the first time that we're training these students in effectively the Australian course. So whether we can actually offer a certificate for Australian qualification into Singapore, we're looking at the moment. That might be something really exciting into the future. But having practitioners do the same amount of anatomy, physiology and other common units, if you like whether it be work, health and safety, infection control and business units that the practitioners are doing in Australia is quite exciting, I suppose, in a way of actually raising the professionalism right from the start rather than trying to retrofit it into a place like Singapore. So I think that's quite exciting. So, and, you know, I see you as an integral part of a real very busy cog in that wheel in Singapore. So thanks very much for talking with us today on the Bowen Buzz, and we look forward to perhaps hearing from you again in the future.
Thanks so much, Chris.
Good on you. Thank you.
You've been listening to another episode of the Bowen Buzz podcast. So I hope you've enjoyed that. If you'd like to ask a question or suggest someone we could interview, please let us know by going over to the comments page. And if you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, that'd help us get the word out there and spread the news about the Bowen Buzz podcast. This has been Chris Reed. Have a great day. Enjoy the buzz.